The Berkshire United Way is working to place a number of book houses across the county in hopes of improving childhood literacy.
So this year, because this is just how we are, we're going bigger and we're going better.
CEO Christine Hazard says Berkshire United Way decided back in 2010 to make early literacy the organization's main focus, and 2016 marks its biggest push. Attempting to reach 12,000 Berkshire County children, United Way is placing 50 wooden houses, each filled with 100 books, across the region.
We really want kids and families to have access to books 24/7. So when school's not in session, they can still have access to books. In the summer, when they're trying to figure out what to do, hey, let's take a walk down and get, you know, leave one, take one book. You know, it could be a family event. We want the community to embrace this. We want the community to really help young people understand that reading is, you know, old saying, fundamental. It truly is fundamental. And we have about 50% of our kids not reading proficiently at third grade. We are insistent on changing that situation and getting it to closer to 90% by 2020 is what our goal is.
Between now and May 20th, which is the group's 2016 Day of Caring, the houses will go up in more than 20 towns, either on poles, attached to buildings, or in open spaces. The houses were built with the help of employees from Sobic, LP Adams, JRL Construction, and Geary Builders. An additional 40 volunteers will install the weatherproof structures, which weigh 46 pounds and are more than 3 feet tall. Project co-chair and Pittsfield Police Chief Michael Wynn says the United Way called on leaders in each community to figure out where to place the houses.
In the city of Pittsfield, it went to the mayor's office, where they have agreed to use municipal resources to install 10 in city parks, 2 in public housing developments, and although the city's not responsible for it, they'll actually be on 13th in Pittsfield on the campus of Berkshire Community College that BCC is responsible for.
30 companies, organizations, and municipalities have agreed to stock the houses with children's books and take care of the houses.
As you can see, it has not been a simple endeavor, but it has been a broad community-wide endeavor, and it speaks amazingly to the generosity of our Berkshire community.
While the houses are expected to be permanent fixtures, the installation process will culminate during a celebration at Hancock Shaker Village on May 20th. In addition, businesses that sign up with the United Way as an eye care partner agree to donate a portion of their sales that day to the cause or make an outright donation. Project co-chair Christina Barrett says volunteer efforts that include social activity can be a way for companies to better engage their employees with the community.
Sometimes we need to think outside of the brick and mortar buildings of our employers. We need to think about those social connections and ways that we can engage and excite people to stay and live inside of our community that goes a little bit beyond the day-to-day job.
The Berkshire United Way is seeking to raise $25,000 through the I Care campaign and the May 20th celebration to support its year-round early literacy efforts. One such program is the summer literacy effort in Pittsfield that's been going on for 3 years. Hazard says each year at least 90% of the kids have maintained or improved their reading levels. Still, she says countywide third grade MCAS scores, a state assessment, have only slightly ticked up. Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.